This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Chinese President Xi Jinping along with fellow Shanghai Cooperation Organization members in Beijing. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he briefed the Chinese president on the recent developments of the bilateral ties between India and China. He also conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi during the meeting. Indian astronaut Subhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission safely returned to Earth after their 18-day historic mission abroad, the International Space Station. The SpaceX Dragon spacecraft splashed down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego in California this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the safe return of astronaut Subhanshu Shukla. Mr. Modi said he joins the nation in welcoming Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla as he returns to Earth from his historic mission to space. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak retired, along with Chief Minister Pema Khandu, attended a presentation by the Confederation of Indian Industry on leveraging skill development and entrepreneurship potential in Arunachal Pradesh at Itanagar today. The governor expressed confidence that partnerships with reputed institutions like the CII would not only equip young Arunachalis with relevant skills, but also ensure their active participation in the state's developmental journey. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu asserted that the state government is focused on green investments that protect Arunachal's rich natural environment while enabling economic growth. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak retired and Chief Minister Pema Khandu jointly launched the book Mystic Arunachal, Tales from India's Hidden Frontier at the Chief Minister Conference Hall in Itanagar today. The book has been authored by Major Rahul Jha, Sena Medal, who is currently serving as the ADC to Governor. The book is a curated collection of fictional narratives deeply inspired by the lived realities, oral traditions, and vibrant cultures of the indigenous communities of Arunachal Pradesh. In response to the ongoing indefinite blockade called by the missing community organizations, the Arunachal Pradesh Police today held a press briefing to provide an update on the investigations. The police emphasized that both cases have been treated with urgency and seriousness and further assured that necessary instructions have been issued to all the district SPs to enhance security measures for outside laborers, especially from Assam. Additionally, the state government is taking steps to provide financial assistance to the victims' families under the victim compensation scheme. In the meantime, the police have appealed to the public to maintain peace and not to take the law into their own hands. Professor Sambhu Prasad, Dean of the Faculty of Physical Education in Rajiv Gandhi University, has been nominated by the Association of Indian Universities to serve as an official of the Indian University's athletics team for the FISU World University Games 2025, scheduled to be held in Germany from tomorrow. His nomination marks a significant achievement not only for Rajiv Gandhi University but also for the entire northeastern region of India. A national training program for supervisors and booth level officers for Tawang Assembly constituency were successfully conducted at the DC's conference hall in Tawang today. The training aimed to strengthen the election machinery and enhance the capacity of BLOs in line with the latest guideline and digital tools provided by the Election Commission of India. The inaugural session was chaired by the Deputy Commissioner Tawang Namgyal Angmo and attended by the ERO Tawang Sering Choden, AERO Tawang Sange Norbu and other election officials. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.